Welcome. A new week, a new theme, joy. We need some joy right now, so let's crack it open and smile. I have a funny story to share with you. I have a Subaru Outback. It's relatively new, but with young children, it's been through hell. Not to mention we got rear-ended last weekend, so it's banged up in the back. Not to mention I scratched the car against a wall when I was backing out, so it's banged up in the front. The car is a mess. I joined one of those self-car washes, and every week I go there and I run the car through the machines and I vacuum and scrub the seats. But the kids get in and 5 minutes later, it's a disaster. Anyway, I had lunch this week with someone in this program, Nancy. It was a great restaurant. It was a very nice lunch. Thank you, Nancy. And afterward, the valet was pulling up my Subaru Outback and Nancy and I were talking out front of the restaurant. I wasn't looking at the cars and Nancy says to me, "Is that your car they're pulling up? I hope not." And I turned around and sure enough, it was my banged up Subaru Outback. At first, I felt a little bit embarrassed. I mean, we're getting to the point where it's like Clark Griswold in that movie Vacation. Remember Clark's Wagon Queen family truckster? That was a total disaster by the end of that movie. That's sort of where I'm at right now. But then I found a way to just laugh, such as the time in life with young children. It's a bit of a mess. My kids are happy, so what the hell? I got home last night and I told my wife that story. Thank you, Nancy, for that gem, because I'm still laughing about it. Is that your car? I hope not. We all have to flex that muscle and not take ourselves so seriously. Everyone's trying so hard to keep it together with nice homes, nice cars, nice hair, nice clothes. I'm trying for sure. But the real test is when something in your life is a mess and you can breathe into it and have fun with it. It's a question I've asked you before and I'll continue to ask you. What is your disaster zone right now? Something in your life that you can't quite get a handle on. It could be trivial, could be serious. At least for right now, can you relax into it? Can you smile about it? Can you fall into that heap of chaos? The Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh said, "Sometimes joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes a smile is the source of your joy." So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Just let your shoulders drop down off your neck. Let your jaw relax. If you can, close your eyes. And if you want to do the really advanced meditative posture, lift the corners of your mouth up. So last week I told you about this meditation author and teacher, Justin Michael Williams. He teaches kids meditation. And he asks kids to come up with their own centering thought. And he told this funny story where he ran around the circle and asked the kids what was their centering thought. And one kid said peace, another said joy, and this one kid said Beyonce, because Beyonce brought her happiness. For your centering thought today, let it be someone who brings you joy. Jerry Garcia, J-Lo, Beyonce, yeah, Dave, whoever brings you joy, put them front and center. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to smile. If your attention wanders, come back to that person who brings you joy. if your attention wandered, Beyonce. Beyonce. This week, our theme is trusting in the joy and the laughter, because sometimes we just need to lean on that. What is that thing in your life right now that you can't quite get a handle on? Could be trivial, could be serious. At least for right now, can you relax into it? Can you smile about it? Can you fall into that heap of chaos? Sometimes joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes a smile is the source of your joy. In other words, fake it till you make it. And if you have a stressful moment today, that's fine. Keep it on the periphery. Come back to that person who brings you joy. Keep putting them front and center. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.